Blog Talk Radio.
But yo, I'm making money, see. So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round. I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's way down by the
Hey, we had to start the show off right with the Humpty Dance. For those of you born in the in the 80s and was rocking in the 90s, you know that was the jam. So again, we want to welcome you to our network, to the Vibrate and Elevate Network. This is Miss Latoya Bird, also known as Miss Controversy. And I'm on the line with Z Marie, who always blesses us with something special. How are you, Miss Z Marie?
I am feeling very alive. I'm feeling like I can take over the world. You feel me? I got energy in my body. Today we're celebrating the Day of the Dead, and so I just want to give shouts out to everybody who's lost someone and for them to rest in peace. So that's what's up with me.
That's what's up. That's important to say as we come off, you know, the weekend like we just had. For those of you that are recognizing those that came before you, bless up to you, much respect to you.
Yes.
Because I think it's important for us to take that time to remember who paved the way and who gave their life and sacrifice so that we can be here today. Let the church say amen. I mean, your church, anybody church, your mama and your daddy. But I'm so glad that you're in this place right now on the Vibrate and Elevate Network, because you came to get your vibration high, and that's what we want to promise you. So tonight,
yes,
we're talking about straddling the fence. Yeah, straddling the fence, siding with your purpose. How do you do that? First of all, what in the world is straddling the fence? Z Marie?
Well, you see, the first thing that comes to mind should be said after hours, like after midnight. So I ain't going to go there. But in terms of what you're talking about, in terms of purpose, I think that it could be indecision. It could be a crossroads where you have a lot on your mind, you have a lot on your plate, and you're not exactly sure where to go. Or it could just be you stubborn and you stuck. So what definitely comes to mind is inaction, but you're ready to take the next step. You just don't know which side to get off on. So that's what I think of, and that's why we're here, because we got a couple of jewels to let people know how they can start flying off the fence.
That's right. That's right. You hit it on the head. Basically, in the term or the phrase straddling the fence, this whole cliche, the fence is the actual, you know, thing that you need to decide. This thing that's just major thing. And that's why you're standing on the decision, because you're not quite sure if you need to make it or not. And so, yeah, some of you are on the fence because you're trying to figure out, you know, what's the best, which direction should I go? We always see that fence, you know, with the different arrows, or the pole with the different arrows, like this way or that way. And sometimes we on the fence because it's the safest place to be.
Yes.
I know that's a little bit
say
of controversy
again.
Right there.
No, say that again. That's real.
You
we need
know,
the truth.
For real, let me bring the truth again. So, like, sometimes the fence is the safest place to be because, again, the fence represents the decision-making. Some of us do need to get in this space where we can make an effective decision. And you know how back in school, when you used to take tests, they always want to measure your critical thinking. Like, it's like, come on, that's just a nice way of saying, let me measure your common sense. Sometimes
right.
We need to get to a space where it's common sense time. It's grounds for common sense, and that's how you can decide. That's what can make your decision-making process smoother. You feel me? So really, sometimes the fence is the safest place. I made a post on Facebook with a squirrel chilling on the, you know, on the fence, literally. And he was so cool, calm, and collective. And I said, you know what? Sometimes that's the best place to be. That's actually like my taboo little tidbit. Like some people don't want to talk about that. Like I'm in between right now because this is the best spot for me to make my decision. And so before we get ready to bring on our guest, Z-Marie, I wanted to talk about what can help people, you know, make their decision. What are some things that right away can be tangible for somebody that may be on the fence?
I think you hit it right on the head that this is about thinking. So a lot of times we know that we have a spirit, we have the mind and body. So you have to have those things in tandem, mainly your heart and your mind. So it's about preparation. We know that this is a world of action. This is definitely a world of action. So you do have to make decisions, and even the hard ones, right? But I think pre-planning, preparation, getting your heart and mind aligned is a nice first step to doing that.
The reason why you heard an undertone of a like hallelujah amen is because preparation is really the key. Preparation is it proves that you are organized, right? So in regards to effective decision making, you want to get organized, and the way you clearly get organized is prioritizing. Pre-planning is prioritizing what your goals.
Well, right, Ms. Controversy, I want to interrupt you really quickly and say what I meant is, who are you? So we have these goals, but the heart and mind alignment is, well, who am I? What are my needs? What do I really want? So I think that's very important. And then your goals come out of who you are. You know what I mean? But I don't.
Right.
It could be the chicken or the egg. Which one comes first?
Right. It could be the chicken and waffles. But I understand you totally. Like, you know, your core has to be, okay, who am I and what am I doing? Because maybe the decision that I'm considering making is not even me. I understand you 100% completely, because sometimes
marketing works, advertising works. It's the reason why that's a billion-dollar industry. So perhaps you buy in that house because you feel like that's what makes a successful person. That's what it means to be successful. What is
absolutely
for you? Maybe it's a little house on the prairie for you in your life. So that's what I mean by that. And it's fine if you want a big house, but you know, just make sure that's what you
make
want.
Sure it's what you want, right?
Right.
And not riding down the street talking about, man, I want a hamburger, and you a vegan. Like, no, you don't. No, you do not. You do not want a double waffle with bacon. I'm just saying, some of your thoughts are not your thoughts, people. So sometimes you do have to get in a place where you can regroup and do that heart and mind alignment like Z-Marie was talking about, so that you can reassess your goals, so you can be like, you know what, if I'm trying to go from A to B, I can't even deal with messing with J and K right now. They're not even a part of my plan. They're not even a part of my success plan. And so those are some things that you can do. And everybody knows somebody that is on the fence everywhere, at work, in a relationship, in family. You're indecisive on what you should do and how you should do it. You know, these things come up quite frequently. But I just urge everybody to figure out, you know, first of all, does this afford my time? Because sometimes we give, you know, this all the energy that goes into indecision, we give our energy to something that's not really important. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to touch on as well, is finding out what is really important to you, especially in all the areas of your life, whether it's work or play. If it's not worth it, don't even waste time. That's how you can get to that quick decision. And it becomes clear as day when you give yourself the opportunity to just step out of the situation. That's why being proactive instead of reactive, that's why being proactive is so valuable to you and those around you. you know, back in the days, you step on somebody's shoe at the club, they Jordans, you might be on the front of a T-shirt. And, like, that was real. That was so real because somebody was being reactive and somebody made – they weren't on the fence. They were not on the fence about killing you. They was like, you stepped on my shoes.
They
it's
jumped
over.
Right off on the hustler side. They jumped right off on the –
straight up, right.
I killed by mine.
Awesome craziness. And so
right.
That's what brings me to talk – thank you, on the fence of foolishness. And Humpty Dumpty fell off, and so did you. Like, stay off of the fence of foolishness. And that brings me to our guest that we have tonight, who is Queen
Yay.
Misty from the the Intuitive Network.
Radio
Network.
We're so excited
Radio
to
Network.
Have her. I'm sorry, Ms. Controversy. I love this sister. It was my pleasure, our pleasure meeting her. In D.C., so, like, I'm all over it. I'm excited. She's wonderful.
That's right. That's right. Now, listen, she and I had the opportunity to speak right before the show, and I talked to her about us as a community being on the fence. We want justice, but we don't want to fight for it. We want, you know, better families, but we want a baby daddy and a husband and a girlfriend. Like, what? What
right.
are we doing? So it's a lot going on in our communities. It's a lot of indecision going on. It's a lot of Humpty dancing going on in our community. And I'm so happy that we did get a chance to meet Misty while we were at Justice or Else, because she's going to talk to us a little bit about what her network is doing and how their network is helping, you know, people get off of the fence. And I just want you to know she's the assistant director of her network. She's also obviously a community activist and an awesome one at that. She's an empowerment speaker, and she's going to get me because I may be pronouncing this right. Sankoa Act Freedom Academy. Also, she's putting that together, and it's going to be great. And she's in the Grand Rapids, Michigan area. So I'm really excited to have Misty come on the line. So, Misty, welcome. We want to shoot it up for you
yeah.
in celebration. So welcome to the line, Queen. How are you?
Peace and blessings, Queen. You know, I got to correct those names, but I want to just first say that I'm very humbled that for your reach, yours and Queen Sahara's, you guys, you ladies, my Queen sisters, you really inspired me when I met you, and there was just so much love and energy flowing, you know, and I just thank the ancestors. Definitely, you all are ancestors sent. So I just really want to thank you. The radio network that I'm on is the Michigan Radio Network. We're on 7 days a week on that network. But you can, you know, Google and find that, the Michigan Radio Network. But the academy that I'm in process of getting up and going is the Sakona X Freedom Academy. Sakona is your book for I Exist For You, You Are Important.
Rewind,
please
give us that one more time.
Sakona, S-A-K-H-O-N-A. Sakona means I exist for you. You are important in Yoruba. So that is a Yoruba,
wow.
a Yoruba word. And so I just want to say this, because every chance I get, we have to understand the importance of educating our children. That is so vital. So I don't want to go off topic, but I always have to take an opportunity to say that, you know, our children, you know, in the public school system, you know, we put them in the hands of the oppressor, and it's destruction to our children. So I just want to say that. But thank you for having me, Queen.
Yes, it's our pleasure, Misty. And I just want to say, she might be too humble to say, but she is supported by, if I'm not mistaken, I felt like she was the only woman when I was listening to her show. Amazing brothers are supporting her. I mean, she's like one of the directors, as Ms. Controversy said, but these brothers are in line. They have their own shows. They have their families participating. It was a to see because cooperative economic, cooperative, these are things that empower. Creativity is about collaboration. So I feel like they're a really good model. They're a really good model for success, for all. I believe it was one of the, I can't remember who said it, but one of the presidential candidates or maybe even Obama, but they were saying that, oh, no, it was something I heard in church today, that we want a society that works for all. Like, come on, get out of here with these unequal societies. So I really felt like the Initiative Radio Network has an equality model, and it's really beautiful to see those brothers and sisters working together. And like I said, it's a lot of masculine energy, so I appreciate that. It's nice to know that these brothers aren't being gunned down in the street, that they are a part of something that's going to actually eliminate, you know, and elevate those brothers so they're not prey to that. So,
It's we do have a team of powerful brothers. We have some sisters now, but it was led, you know, we have more brothers than, you know, sisters, but that feminine energy is important. But the Initiative Radio Network is a great network that's on 7 days a week to enlighten and educate. We're black media, you know, we're Gando and Empire, you know. We need to turn the TV off and tune in to Blog Talk Radio. Your program, you know, as well as others. I mean, the education is out here for us. It's just, you know, seeking it out, the desire to seek it out, which, you know, brings to your topic straddling today, which I think is a great topic because we do straddle, you know, we straddle in our relationships, we straddle in religion, we straddle with our educational goals. I mean, things so minute is, what am I going to get up and wear in the morning? Oh, I don't want to wear this. If you really think about it, we're always straddling in a decision, making decisions, some more important than others. But I think it's a great, great topic. I think the first thing to combating, you know, sitting on that fence is being aware that you're a straddler. You know, because if you're not aware that you're a straddler, then you'll never make those sound decisions.
Then you'll be stuck.
Exactly. Yeah, so I think for me personally, when I think about straddling the fence, you know, we just don't know, as you all have said, we just don't know which way to go, you know, and that in itself can be very dangerous because we become very stagnant and complacent. You know, we waste a lot of valuable time doing that. You know, I'm not going to lie, you know, I'm still straddling in some areas of my life and realizing that I just have to make that sound decision. But I think a lot of times we don't do that based on fear. You know, we straddle because we're afraid to make the wrong decision. So, you know, I just want to add to that we have to trust ourselves enough to know that we can make a decision. We can get off that fence. And if we find that the decision that we have made is not healthy for us, then we have to believe and trust in ourselves enough to know that you can begin again. You can start again. As long as we have breath in our bodies, you know, there's always an opportunity to transform and grow, you know, and just learn along the way. But straddling the fence is a very dangerous place to be. And I yield with that for now.
Wow. My paper is filled right now because I'm writing and being inspired as you're speaking. And I'm hearing so much. First, I want to thank you for being transparent, because sometimes I think that is a part of our indecision, is exactly what you said about not being aware, not being truthful to ourselves first. And for those of you that have been on the show or heard the show before, you've heard us talk about mirror therapy. Mirror therapy, and shout out to Jamar Akes, who introduced me to that. Mirror therapy is the number one, you know, vehicle that can help you make decisions, because you're sitting in the mirror talking to yourself and ironing this thing out, and you're giving yourself that personal one-on-one time, that real me time that you need to reflect, you know. And once you do that, that's how you're going to get the benefits of decision making. And so I want to talk about that, ladies, if you would like. The benefits of decision making, like what is on the other side of that fence? For me, I would like to share, and then, you know, Z Marie or Misty can chime in. The on the other side of your decision, to me, is like like when you're in a video game and you do something, you get a reward or you get extra points. It's like your mm-hmm. purpose is waiting for you to reward you with the understanding that you had to go through that in order to get to the next step. And so when we talk about, you know, straddling the fence and siding with your purpose, it's once you make a decision, no matter what it is, your purpose is finding its way to you. Sometimes you have to repeat things over and over again, mm-hmm. you know, to get to the next level. But that's you and your higher self, that's you and your purpose working it out. But you have to make the decision. You have to take your free will and make the decision and you know, and say F the king's horsemen and the king's men, because nobody's going to put you back together again but you. You understand?
Exactly.
So, like, I want you ladies to share with me, like, any personal experience or something that you would like to bring to the table about the results of, you know, getting off the fence.
Well, the first one that comes to mind is religion for me. And I say maybe about 15, 16 years ago. And that's when I became, well, I don't really like the word conscious. I don't call myself a conscious sister. I don't put any titles on my name.
When you became elevated. When you became elevated.
Exactly. And I started working in my higher consciousness. But when I just became aware of religion, for example, and studying that and studying with some scholars, it was only been 3 years out of 15 years. Only 3 years ago did I decide to get off that fence because, you know, for me, my studies and were in religion, and it really didn't work for me, honestly. I believe it was an illusion. But it really wasn't helping my spirit. I'm growing more so when I left religion more than I ever have. And I say that because, you know, in religion it teaches you, you know, I'm not saying religion is a bad thing. Don't get me wrong. If it's helping you to grow, then do your thing by all means. It was not helping me in my personal growth. Not until I transitioned out of it. But I stayed stuck because I became afraid of the way that I was raised in this religion and what is my parents going to say that I'm leaving religion. And I had that talk with my mother, you know, because I'm like, well, my mom's just not going to do the Jesus thing, you know, and getting off that fence. But it took me all those years. Well, since I didn't know what to do, I just stayed stuck. I didn't study African spirituality, and I didn't go to church because I just didn't know which way to go. But I continued to, I went to church sometimes, and sometimes I didn't, but see, that's when we have to learn to trust our own spirit.
I'm sorry, is somebody at the Humpty Dumpty Market? I'm just messing with you. We got some background feedback, ladies.
Sorry about that, but go ahead, Misty.
Okay. So, you know, I just became in tune with, you know, my own spirit, the spirit inside of me. You know, what am I? Who am I? And see, that who am I is important. And I had to go, and so that's what studying our history and our stories, our cultures and our traditions. That's how I came to find out who I am. And once I became aware, again, as I was saying, once I became aware of the spirit inside of me, I had to acknowledge the role that it plays, you know, in my life. And then I had to allow that spirit to operate inside of me. And I give all the credit to my ancestors. I believe in calling on the spirits of the ancestors. You know, sometimes, you know, when you're trying to find out who you are, there's a time when you have, there's a period of accepting exactly who you are and where you are in that moment. And when we can accept exactly who we are and where we are in that moment, you know, we can give up some old ways and embrace some new, you know, more positive ways. So that's just one battle that I had in my life, you know, leaving religion, that decision that really, really had me on the fence for many, many years. Now that I know which way to go, you know, I can operate that way. And like I said, it's really working, you know, for me. You know, just to add, you know, there is so much information out here for us as Black people. You know, our stories have been hidden from us. We've been lied to for so many years. But there is so much information out here for us that will support us through the evolutionary process of life. You know, and it's just unfortunate because we have been so miseducated and dealing in oppressive socialization, you know, dealing with our personal conflict, you know, that has led us astray, and that is what keeps us struggling. So I'll yield with that.
Yes, on the heels of what Misty said, so she said she was on the fence about finding out who she is in terms of religion, and I would say I was on the fence about whether or not I was lovable. So real quick, I struggle with low self-esteem. A lot of people on the show who listen to the show have heard me talk about that, my journey from being none of that to all of that. And a lot of that with
rewind.
A journey from being none of that to all of that. Yes, I'm all right now. But it was a long journey. It was a real question of, am I lovable? Does my family treat me like this because I'm not lovable? Did God put me in this family because I'm not lovable? Because God doesn't even love me. So that's some real heavy programming. And obviously, it's completely illusory. It's completely false. So for me, the way that I was able to get off that fence is two things, therapy, as well as going to a historically Black college where I learned about my culture. And I realized that, I'm American, but I actually, my people are not from here. I'm a part of a culture that exists somewhere else and has its own, you know, merits and its own rewards. So that made me, so I guess essentially the point I'm making is that education, re-education is what got me off the fence. And just self-denial is what had me on the fence in the first place, because all that kind of self-hate is really self-denial, because we are great. And so if you're thinking that you're less than, it's because you're denying who you really are. So that's what I would say.
Absolutely.
Ladies,
I just don't want to lose this thought, but I don't consider myself American. I was born here. My ancestors, you know, had to labor for this country. But, you know, I say that I'm African, not because I was born in Africa or a Kiwi line, but because Africa is born in me. So that's how I keep all my right. identity. I will never claim myself to be a part of this raggedy country, ever. So I deal with that, Queen. I just wanted to add that.
Right. Like, a lot of us are dealing with certain things that do introduce offense. And these are things like what you ladies shared, new information about spirituality, about ideas, philosophies, about reality. Whenever we get new information, that is what puts us on the fence. And sometimes we're in a position where we're putting other people on the fence all the time, but with the wrong intention. And if that's you out there, I need you to stop it. I need you to know that if you're conscious of putting somebody on the fence and then just leaving them there, I need you to have several seats, because I can't stand when people do that.
Wow.
When I first,
that's powerful.
Like you ladies,
that's
I shared.
Powerful.
Yeah, like that. This story, this same, you know, thread of a theme that you guys are sharing, that you ladies are sharing about just, you know, finding out who we are and being enlightened about spirituality and so many things. I was looking at the information bringer, like, who do you think you are? You just gonna tell me this and then run? and not give me any book or something. You just gonna come and drop this on me and not give me a 12-step plan on this is what's real. And so sometimes we have to also be aware of who's playing what role around us as it relates to us being on the fence. Sometimes there's people always putting you on the fence, however, with the wrong intention. And then on the flip side to that, some of us need to play that role, but with the right intention, with the intention of love, with the intention of support, with the intention of helping. You know, we hear a lot about, you know, go talk that person off of the ledge. Some of us know the ledge being a decision, not a real ledge. I'm not promoting suicide here. Some of us do need to be on the ledge and jump, okay? Some of us need to talk people onto the ledge, meaning onto the decision, like quit pussyfooting around and playing around and tiptoeing. Oh, I'm not, you know, I want you and I want all of them. What? How you going? No. No, like, come on, like, quit fooling yourself. And so some of the people that are involved are the encouragers, then there's you, and then there's what's waiting on the other side of that decision. And this is where your purpose is. So it doesn't matter what decision you make, your purpose is going to be on that side of the fence. Your purpose in life is always rushing its way to you, no matter what your situation is. So you can't possibly just be here, just floating with all these situations for nothing. In each and every situation, your purpose is finding its way to you. It's rushing to you. And sometimes this is why you're in that position or predicament, so that you can see it. And, you know, that may sound harsh for some people, but trust me, it took, you guys use a number, Misty threw a number out there, 15, that number is significant for me because you have years that have gone by. Misty said 15 years, for me it's almost that amount of years, trying to lose weight, and then automatically it happens like literally overnight. Trying to transform your mind and the way that you think, and literally overnight. And then for me, you know, retiring from teaching because I made a decision. I was on the fence for 5 years of those 10 years. Like, man, I'm leaving. I'm about to walk out. And we do this to ourselves, and before we know it, a lifetime has gone, mm-hmm. and we don't have anything to show for it. But some raggedy pedal pushes that Humpty Dumpty had on, and his ass fell down. So on that note, Z Marie, please lighten up. Please lighten us up and tell us how to make it fly with these pedal pushes on.
Yes. First of all, those listeners of the show know I do the Make It Fly So High, Punch Your Mama in the Eye segment. this segment is just about, a lot of times we talk about heavy things, so this segment is about making it a little lighter and also just saying whatever you're doing, you can do it a little more flyer. And so 2 points, Queen. Misty talked about trust, and Miss Controversy just now wrapping up, you talked about, well, what are you leaving behind? And so those things are perfect in terms of what my Make It Fly is about. My Make It Fly is, today is the Day of the Dead. I just left the celebration, which is a Mexican tradition of honoring the people who passed away. And so I'm walking through a field of altars of people who passed away, people who are 80-something, people who are 8 years old, people who were 24, people who were 44. These people lost their lives. We all will lose our lives, but what will your altar show? And so there is everything on the altar, from pictures to coloring books to things that people like there were some butter cookies, there was some Sanka coffee on one woman's altar, because apparently the grandma, throughout her life, she loved to have her Sanka coffee. So there was like a football, basketball, just different things that represented the person. And so my question to everyone is, how can you make your life fly so much so that you will be proud of the altar that you leave behind? So I have some questions that I want to ask everybody, all right, and then I'll wrap up my segment. So will the picture show that you are happy, sad, that you were depressed, that you were angry, and your anger fueled you into being an activist? Because Toni Morrison says anger is thinking. So all of those people out there who talking about you're an angry black woman or you're an angry black person, guess what? That just means you're thinking and you're in dialogue with the world around you. So anger is a good thing. It's better than just sitting back and being passive, all right? What kinds of clothing items would be on the altar? Would it be your own personal style, something that you did, or would it be a uniform that's there? Not to say anything's wrong with a uniform, like a policeman uniform or a firefighter uniform. Those people risk their lives. But my point is, will the uniform or the clothing that's there, will it be what you chose for yourself or what somebody else chose for you? All right? So the point is, your purpose should be visible. When people look at you, when people look at the things that you do in your life, they should say, that's Misty right there. Misty was about freedom. They should say, that's Ms. Bird right there. Ms. Bird was about networking, connecting people. And so your altar should show the way you lived your life. And, in fact, it will show the way you lived your life. My point is, will it show what you want to see, or will you be like, damn, that's how I lived my life? That's how I went out? So let's make sure we understand that our lives are temporary like a motherfucker. These lives are temporary. Do not kid yourself. You will die. So let's go ahead and live like we can't even contain ourselves. Let's go ahead and live. So when it's time to rest in peace, we like, dang, thank God she died. She needed the rest. All right? She did so much, she needed the rest. Let's do it like that.
Let's do it like that. I mean, from the bottom of my heart. Let's shoot it up. That was amazing. Z Marie, can I please get that on the blog post? Pretty please.
Yes.
I love it.
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
I was touched today. I got the makeup on and everything. Like, my face is painted as if I was like a skeleton. Like, this is real. This air, this life in your body is going to be gone one day. And there's philosophers out there who say the best way you can live your life is to remember that you're going to die. If you had that in your mind, just think about it. If you had that in your mind every day, what it would be so precious to you. And this is important to me, y'all, because I'm 36 years old for 3 weeks now. I've been 36. I've lived so many of my days like I was going to live forever. Like, hum-ho. Even though I have so much fire in my belly, it's almost like I didn't have any direction. I didn't know what to do with it. So I just kind of been living. Like, I wasn't going to die. No, this air is going to leave one day. So let me go ahead and blow all the bubbles, all the balloons I can blow. So, yeah, I'm sorry, y'all, but I mean that because I was around that whole energy today where people celebrating people who passed on. And was somebody going to be celebrating us one day? Let's give them something to talk about.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely right. That relates to new traditions. Like, a lot of times, like you mentioned, that was Mexican tradition. And we know that in African tradition, they honor their ancestors and those that have passed. You know, that's their lifestyle. And it's not just a special day. And this whole thing that you mentioned about.
That's right. They cook for the, let's say some woman lost her husband. They cook for her months. They do everything for that woman who lost her husband. Even one of the husband's brother would marry her because they recognize what death and community is, that we all in this thing together. Man,
that's right.
It's real.
It take a village. And you, Misty, I know you appreciate this. You know what came to mind while Z Marie is talking? Like altar pimping. And when I say pimping, I mean that in the way of flossing, like, wow. And those of you that, anybody that knows me knows that I'm always talking about my grandchildren. Like, my grandchildren, they're going to have T-shirts of me. I'm going to be on their wall. They're going to know that Toya, that's my grandma, because I'm working, I'm doing all of this for them. Like, I want to see them.
Yes.
succeed when I'm here and when I'm gone. And so that's a great challenge as we leave the show in regards to straddling the fence. Get off the fence and realize that you only have one life, this one that you're living right now, until you come back again. Make the most of it. Make the most of it, because what you have is now. Ladies and gentlemen, we do have two callers on the line who have been listening so diligently and patiently. I want to see if I can open up the line before we close out. We got a few more minutes. Caller, thank you for calling Vibrate Elevate. Thank you for getting off the fence. Last four digits, 3711. Peace, how are you? Last four digits, 3711. Okay, it's okay. We understand and respect your position and that you jumped off the fence. Last four
digits.
No,
silence is okay. Silence is okay.
Silence is definitely okay. And I have one other caller, last four digits, 1719. Welcome to the line.
Good evening, Queens. How y'all doing?
Peace. Is this Miss Keisha?
Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
All right, I'm moving forward. How are you all?
That is good.
Hey, Queen, how you doing?
I'm good. This is Miss Keisha Gully.
How are you?
She's one of our famous supporters coming to the show. Oh, my goodness. So, Z Marie, myself, Keisha, and Misty, okay, we all, like, just did a, you know, we shut it down. I don't even remember the name of the location.
We
Keisha,
was in
where
our
we
Poets and Bus Boys. In D.C., shout
right,
out to Poets
DC.
And Bus Boys. Oh, is it Bus Boys and Poets? One of them.
Oh, Bus Boys and Poets.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Keisha, you just brought so much light. Right, so much light and love to the show. Thank you so much for calling in. Did you want to say anything about straddling the fence?
Well, if you don't mind, sure.
Okay, go right ahead.
The only thing I also wanted to go back to what you were talking about when you were taking back the mirror. I call it for myself is the mirror for them. And basically, you know, you just what you see. And sometimes, and it's not necessarily biblical, sometimes we just have to call those things that be not as though they were, but we also have to call them for what they really are.
That's right.
We can't wait on Brother Malcolm X, Brother Marcus Garvey, Brother Huey Newton. We can't Dr. King. We can't wait, even my commander in chief, President Barack Obama. We can't wait on them. Now, this, not including him, the rest of them are dead and gone, so it's up to us.
Right.
You know, and it's one thing like when we're talking about straddling the fence, nobody wants to be a part of the black movement after the death toll has been taken away.
Hmm.
Well, we can't wait after bloodshed to become a part of the movement.
It's too late.
So get off the fence and figure out your position and play your part. I don't know. It's not about religion because, you know, arm, leg, arm, head is the whole body. Some refer to him as a lot.
That's right. Arm, leg, leg.
But it's arm, leg, leg, arm, head. It's a
hey,
whole
that's
body.
That's a Lil Wayne quote.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Well, I'm not a Lil Wayne guy, but you give me to relate. That's what it is. But, you know, you have to decide where you are on the issue. And
that's
and
right.
a lot of times we stay on the fence because we feel like we're not good enough or we feel like we're not saved enough, whatever that means.
Or the people around us are on the fence, and we feel like, well, I'm going to just stay on the fence with them.
Exactly. That's comfort. But see, the problem is comfortable, though, that being familiar, that breeds contempt.
Mm-hmm.
And so once you decide to get off the fence, that's where breeds contempt come in, because everybody that thought they was familiar with you when they see that you changed it, but you really weren't changing because you was always who you were. You just decided to move into that direction of who you actually are. You just becoming who you already were.
Wait. Did you just say you just decided to move into your purpose once you made a move? Exactly. Exactly.